Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let me whisper the terrible word from the old English, from the old German, from the old Norse.
Chinese spy balloons consistently flying over the U.S. as green lasers from Chinese satellites are spotted over Hawaii. Food production facilities up in flames, egg production sabotaged, fuel pipelines causing statewide emergencies, power grids attacked. All of these multiplying and alarming occurrences consistently relegated to independent reporting.
Boy, next they'll be coming for the water. Oh, wait, they are. Less than a month into the Biden administration was also a highly sophisticated attack on the water supply outside Tampa.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says a water treatment plant operator first noticed the remote access hack. The bad actor increased the amount of sodium hydroxide or lye in the water supply from 100 parts per million to more than 11,000.
This type of activity and this type of hacking of critical infrastructure is not necessarily limited to just water supply systems. It can be anything.
There was hundreds.
Russell Murphy is referring to the fish now belly up in Leslie Run. He and his wife noticed them last night, barely 48 hours after the fiery derailment, 5 miles away.
We basically nuked the town with chemicals so we could get a railroad open.
More than 250 trains have derailed in just the last decade. Half of those contained hazardous waste. Two more train derailments were just added to the pile in Texas and South Carolina. 10 days prior, the controlled burn of vinyl chloride in East Palestine, Ohio, contains the foul stench of the corporatic disregard for human life at the very least.
Vinyl chloride is very hazardous and very flammable. The other thing about vinyl chloride is that it boils at 8 degrees Fahrenheit, so it's shipped in its liquid form, meaning that when these trains crashed and these started leaking, they weren't just leaking liquid, but they were spewing boiling gas. There's maybe 1 million pounds of this toxic chemical spilling into the ground and also boiling off into the air. Of the many byproducts of burning vinyl chloride, one of them is hydrogen chloride. Hydrogen chloride is really unstable and latches onto water, like just water vapor in the atmosphere, and that turns into hydrochloric acid. So right now, government officials, officials from the railroad, both the governor of Pennsylvania and Ohio are calling burning off the 1 million pounds of this stuff a success, but not mentioning that it means that we have hundreds of thousands of pounds of acid in the air.
This is a success. That ain't no storm cloud. That's the police policy.
Lobbyists have successfully seen to it that their trains and an emergency electronic-controlled pneumatic brake system carrying the chemicals don't face federal regulations. Organized pandemics, cultural jackbooting, unyielding and increasing scarcity of food, water, and energy, weather manipulation, and airborne toxic events make for the perfect storm when subjected to an impending EMP event that would easily drive the masses and imprison those that objected into the detainment camps built under the guise of illegal immigration and documented in the 2010 Army publication 3-39.40.
That's right. Humans can actually cause earthquakes.
All it takes in most areas is a little extra push, a little extra stress introduced in the right way on pre-existing faults and fractures to cause small earthquakes.
U.S. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen said on the 28th of April, 1997, at the Conference on Terrorism, Weapons of Mass Destruction, U.S. Strategy, University of Georgia, while discussing the dangers of false threats, this is a quote, others are engaging even in an eco-type of terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely, through the use of electromagnetic waves. And who is the leader in that? The U.S. and Russia.
And completion of tests in the months ahead of these new super weapons, long advertised by the Kremlin head, Russian President Vladimir Putin, but often thought by US officials to simply be too terrifying to ever be possible.
As a soft and silent war creeps among the heartland under the compromised foreign oversight of the Biden New World Order doctrine. John Bauer reporting.
All right, folks, massive developments in Ukraine. Stay with
the cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chocolate mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder. Another word, another time, as I've screamed and looked until the prison cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
World War III has already begun, and we sleptwalk right into it. It's Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And as I predicted a few weeks ago, it wasn't hard to predict. The offensive has begun early. Putin's second big offensive being met with massive resistance. And the offensive has not been announced by Putin. But as I said last week, it's now in full swing. And there are dramatic videos pouring in from the Ukrainian side with all the West high-tech weapons, as hundreds of Russian tanks, more modern and advanced than the first wave of last year, pour in. The estimates being put out by NATO and others from the evidence I've seen are accurate, that these are casualties as high or higher than the Russians had a little less than a year ago on February 24th when they launched the first wave. But despite that, the 500,000 Russian troops now being committed, the thousands of tanks in what is largely a ground war and a drone war, are now in high gear, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a massive ground war taking place. There are intel reports that 97% of Russia's army is now in Ukraine, claims UK intel, meaning Putin may struggle to have enough trained troops to throw at the war. Ukraine's killing nearly 1,000 Russian troops every day, estimates of 5,000 in single battle. Satellite images show intense bombardment at Russian army faces heavy losses, like turkeys at a shooting range. Mauling of Russian forces at Donetsk hotspot may signal problems to come. Russian army has lost up to half its key battle tanks, analysts estimate. Russia's new offensive will test the morale of Putin's mobilized masses. Russian army has lost up to half the key battle tanks. It continues on. This is incredible. And when you pull back, though, Russia is gaining ground despite heavy losses, and the Ukrainian losses are extremely high as well. But the Russians don't have all the high-tech drones in the air. They had to get what they do have from the Iranians that are 30-year-old technology compared to what NATO and the U.S. has. I've likened that what the Russians are fighting is to us fighting Martians because the technologies that the West have are so much more advanced and tested and rolled out. That's why Putin's gone from flooding the attack with aircraft, fixed-wing aircraft, and helicopters when literally thousands of those got shot down the last year to pretty much a pure ground war, but the Russians are going in with tanks and troops and artillery and primitive drones up against a far superior high-tech NATO force. There have been U.S. and NATO forces there before the war even began. But as anybody that studies war will know, it's always troops on the ground, boots on the ground, that will decide who wins. And this commitment of troops looks to be about twice to maybe a little bit more than twice the size of the forces Putin put in over the last year. And if you look at the weapons, they are not the most advanced Russia has, but they are the mainline army's weapons that he had not committed in the last 12 months. So the war has massively spiraled out of control, huge escalations on so many fronts, just dramatic footage. If you're a TV viewer, radio listeners should go to Infowars.com/show and watch the free feeds there and see this for yourself. But this is being put out by both NATO and Ukrainian drones, and there's also satellite footage that shows the long line of battle, several hundred miles long in the east of Ukraine, as the Russians slowly grind forward. And it looks like the surface of the moon just craters everywhere. We're also seeing footage of some of these Russian tanks look like they're driving about 100 miles an hour. And, of course, some of our tanks go 100 miles an hour as well. You say it's our tanks, globals around our country. But we showed some footage earlier. It was the first footage that we rolled when this segment started, and it just showed the pot marks, the tanks being blown up, and then it showed a tank that looked like it had a rocket engine on the back of it. It had not been hit by a missile. It only had a rocket engine going about 100 miles an hour, I guess, evade artillery. The Russians do have some high-tech systems as well. They've got some robot tanks that are heavily armed, but their best equipment is 10 years behind what the West has. Now, they do have very sophisticated long-range missiles and ICBM systems. And so that's really where the real danger is. They have a larger nuclear force in the United States. But their conventional military has not been being built up. In fact, Putin over the last decade has actually cut defense spending. And so I don't know why he thought that this would be a cakewalk when it is clearly not a cakewalk and is a living hell. And it's confirmed that the Russians are shooting the conscripts that refuse to march forward into withering mortar artillery and small arms machine gun fire. So this looks like World War I meets a Martian invasion. I'm going to open the phones up today for military veterans, particularly combat veterans, from all over the world, whether you're in France or whether you're in Russia or whether you're in Ukraine or whether you're in Germany or whether you're a U.S. veteran, a Canadian veteran, to give us your take on what we're watching and what we're seeing. But this is just extremely, extremely dramatic battles that are going on. And to give you an idea of how intense this is, again, the satellite photos show the surface and the drone footage of just endless craters from intense, long-term, basically trench warfare that's been going on. And now the Russians are trying to push through those lines that are heavily defended by anti-tank weapons. And, of course, anti-tank, anti-personnel weapons being launched from the Ukrainian NATO Air Force that is robot. So the Russians march straight into a robot war where more than half the mass or military forces, they call MASH, in the air and on the ground, is robot, is non-human. So what you're seeing is literal Terminator Skynet war right now on your screen with the human forces being absolutely chewed up and blown to bits. And it portends for what is coming in the future. I'm going to give the number out next segment. And we're going to take a lot of your calls in rapid succession. No matter how good your call is, I'm only going to give you each 2 minutes because I want to get to the next amazing call. So just be ready to get to your point and to the next person. We had a lot of very informative calls yesterday, and I want to get to everybody. All right, so there's that news. There's a lot more there to cover. I never got to Ron Paul's article he wrote about trying to stop World War III. I'm going to try to get to that here today. And then we've got huge news I'm going to hit next segment. When I say huge, it's just over the top huge. Because we're in the quickening right now, so things are just get crazier every day, every week, every month, every year as we go into the future here. They've had another Davos group meeting. They're having them every month called the World Government Summit. We covered the World Government Summit last year where they announced world government and they're going to take your body over. Elon Musk satellited in and said he's against world government and explained why, and I totally agree with him. So, wow, I thought world government didn't exist. We were crazy. But the new modern Alex Jones, or at least that's what he wants to be, Elon Musk, contending for the future, beams in.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live Wednesday, February 15th, 2023 transmission. The sands of time for our civilization and our children are running low. Running low. Running low. We are 90 seconds to midnight and thermonuclear Armageddon. That is the incredible truth. And I'll get more into that next segment. I'm about to give the number out at the end of the segment. So let's fire up the phone lines and get John in there, because we're going to take your calls on world government being publicly announced that's going to take over your body and run your life and make you eat bugs and kill your ass and build a dystopic nightmare for the survivors. And Elon Musk beaming in saying, I disagree with your new world order and your world government. Cannot make this up. This is what it's like to live in the new world order. Not beta anymore, but operational. And then Klaus Schwab saying, we are taking over your bodies. And that the S-curve is here. And everything else has been preparation. And now the takeover is going to go into warp speed. But he's very hesitant, very shaky, and very scared because things aren't going the way they wanted them to. Let's first play Elon Musk. This is yesterday at the World Government Summit. And I totally agree with this analysis. If you have a Tower of Babel and one big global system run by one AI world government, that will become corrupt, that will become decadent when it falls. There's no other nations to compete with it, no other systems to compete with it, no other AI, no other culture, and all of civilization goes down. Or maybe just a massive solar flare directly hits the U.S. or hits the world, and everything goes down. The description of nation states and not having empires and not having one empire is bulkheads in a ship. If a ship gets hit by one torpedo, it only blows out one bulkhead, a small area floods. But if it gets hit by a bunch of torpedoes, they all flood, it sinks. Or you could talk about firewalls in an apartment building. Buildings that are older that don't have a firewall go up like tinderboxes. But when they have firewalls, they contain it, and the fire department can put it out and limit the amount of human life lost. But they don't want any firewalls. They want total control with their system. Here's Elon Musk.
One thing I should say, and I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say, that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, the really all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances. And so, while Rome was falling, Islam was rising, and so you had the sort of caliphate doing incredibly well while Rome was doing terribly. And that actually ended up being a source of preservation of knowledge and many scientific advancements. And so, I think we want to be a little bit cautious about being too much of a world, of a single civilization, because if we are too much of a single civilization, then the whole thing may collapse. I'm obviously not suggesting war or anything like that, but I think we want to be a little bit wary of actually cooperating too much. It sounds a little odd, but we want to have some amount of civilizational diversity such that if something does go wrong with some part of civilization, that the whole thing doesn't collapse, and humanity keeps moving forward.
Elon Musk thinks the most like me of anybody I know, but then he adds a few things I don't agree with. Because really what he's doing is trying to control all sides of the spectrum, all points of the compass. But when it comes to understanding how the world works, he gets it. And he says, I know you want to stop war. That's your excuse for world government. But all that's going to do is create wars within the sectors of the world government. And in the attempt to bring in the world government, it's going to cause the mega wars between the different axes of power and the different poles of power. And the corporations see human freedom and human ingenuity as a threat to their unipolar one system. That's why it seeks to control you and dumb you down and make you more malleable and, quite frankly, because you're useless in their eyes, depopulated and out of their way. And Musk is against that, saying we need more people, not less, to sustain the system. And the computers and robots will never fulfill that. In fact, it'll just displace us and make us obsolete. So we should make the decision to not allow that to be done. But how fascinating is it in the year 2023 to have the world government summits that have been going on for a long time? We cover them. The New York Times would say Jones is insane. Just 7 years ago, he claims there's a one world government. It doesn't exist. He's crazy. Front page New York Times. To now open world government being announced and Elon Musk saying, beware those that worship AI gods. Beware those that want to centralize all the power. This kills ingenuity. It kills debate. It kills science. It kills cultures. We need diverse populations, diverse nation states, diverse ideas, unified around competition and empowering humanity and unified around God. And I would offer the true Christian example of that, but not make people convert to Christianity. Have them convert willingly because they see it's the way forward. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. How vindicated are you, the supporters of this broadcast? Many of you for 28 years, a lot of you for decades, many of you for a few years. How vindicated are you talking to your friends and family? How vindicated are you calling to talk radio? How vindicated are you when you warned people at city councils or school boards? How vindicated are you? How vindicated is InfoWars? Because what we told you about the world's been proven true. And what did Musk come out last week and say? He's going to put out an alternate master plan for the planet to move forward and go interstellar and to survive and thrive versus the globalist, limits to growth, post-industrial, feudalist, neo-feudalistic system. I'm not saying I want to sign on to Elon Musk's plan, but we should have lots of plans and know there are plans being made and not just act like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the Fortune 100 aren't already setting up a horrible plan and trying to force us into it. Let's admit there's this horrible blueprint, this horrible plan that's gone out of beta into operational that sees us as garbage to be taken out and thrown in a landfill. And let's say, no, we have rights and dignity and freedom, and we're going to see through what you're doing, and we're going to say no. But the pedophilia, the racism, all the division they create, then they pose as the referees to save us from it. They are the authors of our destruction on record. We must retake control of the Pentagon. We must retake control of the Justice Department. We must retake our country from this globalist coup that is waging war against humanity. The transhumanists are the enemy. Stay with us.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, World War III is in full swing right now, right back in Europe, like World War II was the epicenter. And we have a bunch of mega corporations, mouthpieces, and world leaders, royalty, walking around in their $10,000 suits, landing in private jets every month at summits, called world government summits, announcing how they're taking over our lives, digital cashless societies, cutting off our food, cutting off our water, cutting off our resources, and talking about how wonderful the lockdowns were and how good it was for the earth. I mean, these people are villains. They are enemies. And the general population of Earth needs to understand, you like to watch the Avengers. You like to watch movies about bad guys and heroes, villains and saviors. The real endgame, the real depopulation, the real attack is going on economic, cultural, and spiritual. And physical. And we have to recognize that. So I'm going to give the number out on the World War III situation, where you see that's going and how you think we can stop it, and on the subject of world government openly being announced. And they talk about it some in Congress. The legislatures talk about it some. It's the big corporations, BlackRock and Vanguard, that control all the private investment, over half of it in the world, just those two groups. And they're openly pushing the transgenderism, the race baiting, the open borders, every evil agenda, every world government agenda, forced inoculation, surveillance, censorship, control. They're pushing every stinking bit of it. That's why Hollywood, the NFL, the NBA, all of it is an anti-human, anti-family, anti-God, anti-man, anti-woman, anti-child agenda. It's the corporations setting up global government. And they're working with every authoritarian regime they can. And they're buying up control of small companies and medium companies and large companies. And they're getting control of your cities and counties. They're putting their prosecutors in to let criminals go but prosecute nonviolent people. They are doing everything they can, hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to target the working poor, even though they don't pay even a fraction of the taxes. All of it is to drive you into submission. All of it is feudalism. All of it is siege. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and we are taking your phone calls on those two subjects, which are huge and all come together. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I want now to get into these Klaus Schwab clips. You just heard the incredible, saw the incredible video of Elon Musk beaming into the conference saying, I don't agree with your world government. I think it's dangerous and could collapse the entire planet. Well, that's what the Bible tells us it does. So let's play these two clips of Klaus Schwab back to back. This is clip 5 and clip 6. Klaus Schwab says, our lives in 10 years from now will be completely different. He goes on to say, if we don't work together to shape the necessary policies, they will escape our power to master technologies. And what he means is they won't have a one-world government system. There'll be lots of advanced technologies and lots of advanced systems. And a microcosm of this is they want electric vehicles that don't work well, that have way more carbon if you think carbon's bad, and that will crash the grid, and there's not enough lithium and the rest of it to even build, and cobalt, to build all these things. Not even a fraction of them. It's a bridge to nowhere. Well, the Japanese have come out, and Toyota's come out and said, we've looked at electric cars. We put out the first electric cars. They don't work as well. They're not good. They crash the system. They said hydrogen cars are the way to go. We've almost perfected hydrogen cars. Now, why are they doing that? Because hydrogen cars basically don't put out anything. And hydrogen cars don't put out any carbon dioxide. They put out some nitric oxide. And so the globalists will just list nitric oxide as bad next. Nitric oxide. But there are advances. There are clean new technologies. And there are systems to grab hydrogen right out of the air and then have these refueling centers everywhere, even cheaper than gasoline or diesel. But the system doesn't want that. But the Japanese, the head of Toyota, Mr. Toyota, that's his name, in the family, says our engineers for decades have looked at it. EV cars do not work. They said, now, small gasoline engines that also have batteries are great because you charge them up with the fuel and then get all the energy out of the battery, giving those hybrid cars 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 miles to the gallon. But the electric cars are not feasible. They're a scam. And the Japanese are saying under pressure, each of their companies coordinate with each other, and they're putting out one electric car apiece. But they say that's because it's been requested, and it's been demanded, and there's a forced market in the West for them, but they do not work. Like I just put on screen a 9-minute video put out by Toyota just last week explaining to everyone that they can build the best electric cars in the world. They invented them, but they don't work. They go on to say the Germans invented 20 years ago hydrogen cars, but they didn't perfect them. The Japanese say they are close, and they don't lie, folks, when it comes to stuff. It's a part of their pride how good machines are. We all know that. And they say, I've almost perfected these. The problem is they cost 150% what a regular car does, about 50% more. So if a gas car costs $40,000, these cost $60,000, $70,000. But they say soon they will have hydrogen cars. But that's just to go along with the globalists saying they don't want carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide's good. Sorry, I'm ranting. Here is back-to-back Klaus Schwab explaining why he wants global control so people like the Japanese aren't allowed to compete with their New World Order bridge to nowhere.
I wrote in 2015 the book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, and I mentioned 23 or 24 technologies which will change the world, like crypto and so on and so on. The book was considered science fiction. All those technologies have become reality, and there are new technologies. And I would say we are in the second minute, or whatever we want to call, we are at the beginning. When you look at technology transformation, it usually takes place in the terms of an S-curve. And we are just now where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree, artificial intelligence, but not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, near space technologies, and I could go on and on, synthetic biology. Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected, and who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world. I think the fourth revolution, industrial revolution, will be in our mind for quite some years to come. But what is very essential, my concern, my deep concern, is that those technologies, if we do not work together on a global scale, if we do not formulate, shape together the necessary policies, they will escape our power to master those technologies. Because artificial intelligence, it's relatively easy, let's say, to understand how a computer functions. Of course, if I go back to the first industrial revolution, how a steam engine functions. But how does really quantum computing function? How does artificial intelligence, particularly if it's self-replicating, functions? So one of my concerns is how to shape the necessary policies to make sure that those technologies serve humankind. But the second concern which I have, and where governments have an important role, the change goes so fast in our world, and will go even faster. How can we make sure that the individual, each citizen, doesn't feel overwhelmed by change because he cannot understand really what's going on?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've opened the phones up for your views on the escalating World War III ladder. We're rapidly climbing up towards doom in Ukraine, expanding across the world, and the World Government Summit being held that just ended yesterday with Elon Musk saying world government's dangerous and we shouldn't have it. It could collapse all of civilization. And Klaus Schwab saying we need to make them trust us and love the world government and love the changes that are going so quickly. That, of course, is a universal basic income that, oh, you're obsolete, but now you can just lay around in your 200-square-foot control pod. So we cut off the end of his quote at the break, so let's play the end of that right now, Klaus Schwab.
So one of my concerns is how to shape the necessary policies to make sure that those technologies serve humankind. But the second concern which I have, and world governments have an important role, The change goes so fast in our world, and will go even faster. How can we make sure that the individual, each citizen, doesn't feel overwhelmed by change? Because he cannot understand really what's going on. And if we do not understand, we become fearful and we react negatively. And we see the first consequences already in many countries with polarization of the public opinion. It has to do with some feeling that we lose control over our own fate.
Bingo! You're taking control of our destiny, saying you're taking control of our bodies, our children will own nothing, will have nothing, will eat bugs. And then we say, who are you and the globalists to do this? We don't agree with any of your horrible plans for us. And he says, we must make them feel safe. But we don't feel safe. We know you're the bad guy. Now, I want to play a little bit of that Elon Musk clip again in case you just tuned in. Here's Elon Musk beaming in yesterday to the meeting, virtually, and saying, I don't agree with this world government because it centralizes things. That's very dangerous historically. I know you say you're doing this to stop war, but it's causing war. Here's Elon Musk.
One thing I should say, I know this is called the World Government Summit, I think we should be maybe a little bit concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government. If I may say that we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this may sound a little odd, too much cooperation between governments. If you look at, say, at history and the rise and fall of civilizations, really all throughout history, civilizations have risen and fallen, but it hasn't meant the doom of humanity as a whole, because there've been all these separate civilizations that were separated by great distances.
That's right. There's firewalls, and there are no firewalls with this system. Simply an incredible time to be alive. I want to go to your calls for at least the next hour on these subjects, and then I've got the inside baseball and the shooting in MSU in Michigan, and the call for banning all semi-autos and a new bill being introduced, pushed by Biden to do that, and what's really behind that, obviously. Harvard scientists exposed a CIA mind control weapon and how they used it against the public. That's a CIA officer, very famous, doing that. We've also got more on the so-called UFOs. We've got more on the poison shots. But I want to go to your phone calls now. First, I want to just remind listeners that we have our great prebiotic. That was a very popular product until it sold out a little over a year ago because we couldn't get the high-quality extracts that are in it. Concentrated organic cranberry fruit fiber. None of the calories, all the antioxidants, all the incredible fiber that helps your body grow a special type of bacteria in your intestines that really make you healthier and flush you out. And according to the scientists that designed this for us, creates a special amino acid in the intestines. Organic cranberry fruit fiber, organic blueberry fruit fiber, or you all know what that does, or you should. Organic flaxseed, organic apple fruit fiber, organic acacia fiber. Super concentrated, super strong for your immune system, your gut health, your whole body. I'm so glad this product is back because it did amazing things for myself and my family. Also, it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Also sold out for 2+ years, our Ultimate Bone Broth formula. We updated it, no longer call it Caveman. It's just Ultimate Bone Broth, concentrated chicken bone broth, a special patented concentrate with the turmeric, with the chaga mushroom, with the bee pollen, and so much more, with the magnesium and a bunch of other key compounds, all organic. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off, but with promo code at signout, save Alex. That's the code they came up with. Kind of sounds like I'm obsessed with myself, but that's what they came up with. Save Alex, really save InfoWars, but the code is save Alex. You get 40% off on the Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost is in stock, but selling out quickly. Since Dr. Mikovits talked about how our formula is so amazing for your heart and cardiovascular, we have the super high quality CBD oil that's sold out back in stock at 1,000, 25, and 10 milligram. And it's about half the price. You'll find the exact same high-end stuff under other names at clinics and things. There's such good things for your brain, your joints, your bones, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Okay, Let's start going to your calls. Let's get at least one or two in this hour. We're going to take a ton next hour. Bill is Air Force. How to stop what's happening? Give us your take, sir. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. I've just been listening and trying to come up with a cohesive understanding of what's going on myself. And my opinion is that the best way we can stop what's happening is doing what you're doing by exposing the truth. And the more that that happens, it undermines their strategy. And that, you know, if we look at the fall of the Soviet Union and how the Berlin Wall fell, it fell because the gate guards left their posts, you know, because the average person in the Soviet Union and the Eastern Bloc no longer believe the lies of the communists. And I think that the more we wake people up, that we're seeing it already, that the establishment, the cabal, whatever you want to call it, is jumping the shark. You know, they keep getting crazier and crazier, and it's becoming more and more unbelievable or less and less believable. And, you know, look at the UFO balloon thing. Look at the toxic burning fires. Look at everything that's going on. It's like everything that's coming out of the establishment is lies and cover and just manipulation. And the more that becomes obvious to everyone, the less power they have, the weaker they are. And I think this is reflected by their push to try to get us in war, because they want to, it's the only way for them to have a smokescreen and to keep the rest of the people asleep, is to throw, you know, flip over the card table, so to speak. I don't know. What do you think of that?
I totally 100% agree with your analysis. And you study history, this thing, again, is ramping up like an S-curve, accelerating, and it only ends in nuclear war. And I don't know what the globalists are thinking. This is just total insanity as two power blocks try to take each other over. I don't think the Russians are trying to take over. They're defending really what they see as their territorial integrity, and I'm not saying they're perfect, but this is definitely a big problem. Meanwhile, we have the military-industrial complex run by the technocrats injecting our own military with poisonous illegal shots and waging war against our borders, our sovereignty, our culture. And so I don't respect who's hijacked our country to get behind them in any war, much less a war against a high-powered nuclear power. This is just wrong.
Exactly. The other thing I think is that, you know, by trying to expose the truth, the more and more and expose the lies, the better the chance that people that are in the upper leadership, you know, that make decisions when it comes to actually fighting a war, that they will intervene as human beings and not follow through on whatever commands they get. Now, the problem with that is that's the hope and a prayer to see if that works.
I totally agree with you. You know, I saw a video this morning on Twitter, and I've seen hundreds like this that came out in the WikiLeaks that linked to these events, and we went and looked up the events, where they have people laying on a table or in a pool of fake blood, and then their head will be sticking up through a table, but there'll be a fake body attached to them that mainly women come in and chop pieces off of, and the person begs for help and begs for them to stop torturing them to death. And sometimes it's babies that then have a human adult head attached to it to the table, screaming, "Help me, don't kill me," or crying, "Mommy, mommy, mommy." And it's all simulated human sacrifice. It's all these disconnected, ultra-rich, trendy women and men that think they control the military and the robots that are out starting a war and have no idea of how dangerous it is or how real it is or how out of control it is. And so they finally removed enough of the senior military. You remember back under Obama, they wanted nuclear war. And they said, well, we can't go to war with Russia. That was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Well, now they've gotten people in there that will do it. So we'll talk about that, spirit cooking and more, straight ahead. Thank you, Bill, for your call. Excellent points. Sean and others, your calls are straight ahead.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.